Mr. Carl Linley feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Dungeon Podcast. I am your gruesome, evil, grave-digging host, torturous Tommy Doom, and I am joined by what I am calling the new Pantera mixed in with white zombie. I am here with the band Toy Called God.
What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's great to have you guys on here, man. First off, can you guys introduce yourselves, and what role do you guys play in Toy Called God?
Tyson, I'm the singer.
I'm Dustin, the bassist.
And I'm Patrick, the guitar guy.
Uh-huh. Now, this is going to seem like, it's going to seem like a generic question to ask, but how did Toy Called God form?
All right, we get asked this question a lot. It was actually a weird chain of events that brought us together. The drummer is actually my younger brother, and he had a drum set up at my parents' house, and a FedEx delivery guy was delivering a package to the house and asked him if he wanted to jam. So they started jamming. You know, me and my brother have been playing for a while, nothing serious. I also play the guitar, too. And so, you know, that we started playing, they asked me to come over and try to sing. So I sang for a little bit, and the guitar player was liking what we're putting together. So we put out some Craigslist ads for a guitar player and a bass player. And so we got a bass player, Dustin Phillips. So as soon as he came into the picture, we knew he was kind of here to stay. And Patrick Donovan was another guy who replied to the Craigslist email. And is, again, the first day he showed up, played with us, and he was ready to go. He went out and bought a PA the next day, and it's the rest is history.
Now, how long have you guys been together?
Year and, say, 3 months.
Yeah, probably about that.
Not bad. Now, first off, I just got to ask, because when your number one super fan, who's listening right now, Sandy Simpson.
We love Sandy.
Yeah,
love her.
This is going out to you, Sandy, since you're listening and since you're the Toy Called God number one super fan. I just first off have to ask, when she contacted me on the Vault of Midnight's fan wall, if you want to call it, fan page wall, she suggested you guys, and I thought your name was pretty interesting, Toy Called God. I have to ask, what's the meaning behind the name Toy Called God?
So the whole idea with that is, like, men use organized religions, be it Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, whatever belief you subscribe to. They used organized religion to control the minds, morals, thoughts, and behavior of other men. And so we kind of have an issue with that. They use their toys called God to rule the earth, and it kind of pisses us off.
That definitely makes sense. And I'm just going to upfront say, I personally believe that religion has no place in music, personally, with me, because I think that it's a brainwashed organization, and no offense to anybody out there that actually is religious, no offense to all you guys, but, you know, I just think that it's a big interference, and it's just like you guys say, toy called God, that's what it's all about.
For sure.
Now, in terms of musical influences, what are some of your personal music influences, and what are the band's musical influences?
Probably, first, probably Britney Spears, Justin Bieber. No, man, keeping it real, we listen to all kinds of music, man. I think we all kind of come from different backgrounds in life. You know, some of us listen to hip-hop, you know, others listen to kind of techno stuff, some, you know, progressive alternative stuff. But I think most of us really like that kind of harder music, Pantera, Slayer, you know, Megadeth, all them real classic bands, I think, really are at the core of, you know, who we are as musicians. And I think it comes out a lot in the way we play. So, you know, I can't knock really every type of music that's out there. You know, there's some music that we don't really agree with out there. That's why we play what we do. But, you know, we all got tons of music, and we listen to all kinds of music, man. I think we all just really appreciate music for what it is.
And, you know, that's a pretty good philosophy to have, I agree with. And I will say, you mentioned Pantera earlier. I remember the first time I heard you guys. It's like I said earlier in the introduction. I feel that you guys are definitely Pantera mixed in with White Zombie, because you have that groove metal edge to you, you know, via bass, guitar, rhythm, drums. Vocal-wise, you sound just like Phil Anselmo from Pantera.
Yeah, I'll take that as a compliment, man, but we really try to bring our own style, be it the guitar rhythms or, you know, different kind of bass things that we add in there. So we try to, you know, we try to keep it current, but still stay true to who we are as musicians and play what we like to play. We're not trying to follow in anybody's footsteps. We're kind of trying to create our own little place in the world, you know?
Agreed. Now, every artist has their own personal view on the record industry and censorship. Is censorship something you personally feel should be rid of, or what are your personal thoughts on the subject?
Well, I would have to say censorship, I'm not a big fan of censorship. I think if you have something to say, especially as an artist, you should say it. Too many, you know, too often nowadays, everybody wants to watch what they say, watch their P's and Q's and be politically correct. But in my opinion, being politically correct is a lot more offensive than just saying what's on your mind or just being honest. So, and, you know, censorship is kind of one of those things where, for the greater good, quotes, it's for the better. But in all reality, it's probably more of a hindrance than anything that's doing any good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Thank you, Tipper Gore and the fucking PMRC for that.
That's right, man. Judging by our name and what we write in our lyrics, we're not out there to be any kind of censored band. You know, we just put it out there and play what we would like to hear. So, fuck it.
Yep. In other terms, fuck censorship.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Now, I'm going to ask you the last question before we get into our first break here. Whenever a band comes out nowadays, they're always labeled a genre, like a fucking Tupperware bowl. Are genre labels really necessary, in your opinion, or are they really a waste of time?
It's a waste of time. The name of the game is to make music, right? I'm not trying to be the most brutal, hardcore, shredding machine ever. I just want to play music and wreck fools' necks, dude. That's it. I don't care if you're speed death fusion with a polka twist. You're still just playing music. So play good music and call it good.
Oh, man. That I will totally agree with. And let's head to break now. I think we're going to start things off with The Voodoo by our guest, the toy called God. And we will be right back right after this. We'll be right back.
Illuminate.
/bargaining from the band Pig Champion. This is going out to you guys, and we return to the Midnight Dungeon Podcast. I am Torturous Tommy Doom, and I am joined by the guys in Toy Called God. Welcome back, guys.
What's up, Tommy?
Not much. Just drinking halfway through my pint of vampire's blood for the night.
Oh, we're drinking Capri Suns over in this motherfucker.
My vampire's blood tonight is Mike's Hard Lemonade, so cheers.
Cheers.
So, I was going to ask you guys, with the modern day music industry, it seems like a lot of bands that actually play instruments and are committed musicians are growing weary and slowly turning to auto-tuning and computers replacing actual musicians. Is this something that you guys worry about? And if so, what are your thoughts about it?
I'm not worried in the slightest, because at the end of the day, there's no computer on Earth that can bend a string like I can.
To add to that a little bit, like I was saying, man, it takes all kinds of different kind of musics and different kind of people, you know, to make a complete music world, if you want to, you know. So I've listened to a lot of like things like Nine Inch Nails, and you know, they use a lot of computer stuff, you know, and I really dig them. I think that however somebody wants to express their music they got inside of them, then go ahead, man. And if it sounds good, I'll listen to it. But if it sounds like crap, you know, you won't find it in my CD player.
Now, for the fans of Toy Called God listening out there, right now, you guys are competing in the Best Buy News and Gears competition to win a spot for the Uproar Festival, if I'm not mistaken. How's the competition going for you guys?
What's that?
I was saying, for all the fans of Toy Called God out there that's listening, right now you guys are competing in the Best Buy Music Gears competition to win a spot at the Uproar Festival, if I'm not mistaken. How is the competition going for you guys?
Doing pretty good, about 10th or 11th in the voting. people from Best Buy have been hitting up our page and liking on some of our activities, so we're hoping that figures in with our music, and hopefully we'll be open for Bullet for My Valentine and Avenged Sevenfold on the 14th.
Oh, man. So everybody listening out there, please hit up Best Buy Music Gear's Facebook wall and tag Toy Called God. No, I can't talk today. Toy Called God in your post and tell them that this band is definitely the band that they want. Now, if you guys could work with any real artist that inspired you, who would it be?
Well, for me, this is Patrick. I would have to say it would have to be like... Does it have to be a living person?
It can be either living or dead.
Oh, well, I would want to jam with Dime.
Oh, man. Rest in peace, Dime.
Yeah, for sure. I would want to jam with Dime, dude. That's what I would want to do. If it could be anybody.
How about the rest of the band?
He actually stole my answer, bro. that guy was killer at what he did, man. He'd be a pleasure to be in a band with and jam with. And, you know, to kick back and drink a couple beers with them wouldn't be too bad either.
Now, aside from Toy Called God, what are some people in your personal life that you would say inspire you day to day to live life to the fullest?
Day to day to live my life to the fullest?
Yep.
The guys in the band. These dudes inspire me more than anybody I know. They make this rickety-rackety old body want to get up and wreck my own neck.
Don't let him lie to you, bro. We're a pain in his ass.
Other than that, my nephew, Devin, that guy's my dude. And then, you know, my sweetie, God love her.
Now, I really should have asked this earlier, but the godfathers of heavy metal, Black Sabbath, have been said to be the innovators of heavy metal as it is. Has Black Sabbath, in your mind, had an impact on your guitar playing and the music of Toy Called God?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. One of the first riffs I ever played was like Paranoid, and then the next one was Warping, so absolutely.
I will say, I've heard songs off of the original first album, but I've never listened to the full album in its entirety. I've listened to the popular songs, you know, Iron Man, Sweet Leaf, the first, you know, the title track song, Black Sabbath, NIV, but I've never listened to the full album in its entirety until a few weeks ago when I downloaded it off iTunes, of course. And I will say, that album still has the eerie, creepy vibe that it did back in 1970 when it was released on Friday the 13th. It still has the power to send chills down your spine.
It is one of the records that has spawned so many other artists, bands, songs, careers. Black Sabbath is just like the holy grail of metal.
Yeah, especially since the fact that their guitar player, Tony Iommi, he was originally a right-handed guitar player. And when he was working in that metal sheet factory, for God's sakes, he had two of his fingers chopped off. And they told him that he would never be able to play guitar again. That was it. His music career was over. Until he figured out a way to make prosthetic fingers, and he had to force his way to play left-handed, detune the guitar strings, and he basically came up with his own prosthesis, and look at what it did for him. It gave him a whole new way of playing for being a disabled person.
That's what worshiping the devil can do for you. So remember that, kids.
Sell your soul to the devil and look at what he can do to you.
Fucking hey.
Now, there's actually rumors going around that the original Sabbath is going to be getting together. Again, these are just rumors for everybody out there that's listening. The rumors. But that the original Sabbath is going to get together and they're going to be having a brand new album and a brand new tour. What do you guys thought about that? If the rumors do come out to be true?
I would love to hear the record, and I saw the original Sabbath on a tour with Godsmack, I want to say like 10 or 12, 15 years ago, something like that. So I'm good on seeing them live, but I'd love to hear the record.
In my mind, that would be something really amazing to hear. The original Black Sabbath doing something after 43, 44 years later?
The fact that those dudes are still playing is a testament to their metalness, period.
Exactly. Again, especially Tony Iommi. I would say that dude is definitely a fucking immortal god. Now,
that's like bare minimum.
Now, during rehearsals for Toy Called God, are there any backstage pranks that go on? Or any good luck rituals that you guys do before hitting the stage?
Other than just good old shit talking, that's about it, man.
We talk a lot of smack amongst each other. As far as pregame rituals, I think there's one in the band. And it's a double cheeseburger with no ketchup for the guitarist. And other than that, that's it.
Hooker blowjobs.
For
the drummer.
But they have to be midget hookers.
Oh, there you go. In your music career, is there any particular band you definitely would love to open up for, if you could? Let's say it's a band that maybe broke up a few years ago or even 20, 30 years ago. If they came back and you had an opportunity to open up for them, what band would it be?
I think for me, it'd have to be Slayer, man. I think it'd be awesome to open up for Slayer.
How about you, Patrick?
Oh, I'd have to go with I'd have to kick that around for a second, but like probably, you know, Pantera, Damage Plan, Suicidal Tendencies. I could go on for days.
Oh, man. Now, if you guys can talk about this, are there any plans in the future for a Toy Called God album?
Absolutely. As far as we're in pre-production now, we've got, you know, pretty much our song list and set lists chopped to the way we want them. We're slowly piecing together all the pre-production stuff that we need to do for that, and we're locking down our budget, and then we're going to start heading towards the studio.
How much of a time frame before you get that all gone?
We'll probably start actual recording by, say, January, and then we should have the record done and complete for, say, late summer.
Okay, late summer of next year. Not bad. Now, any ideas of a possible album title, or can you not talk about that?
We haven't discussed the album title yet. Right now, it's just going to be called Toy Called God.
Album 1.
Toy Called God, Volume 1.
The Black Album. I don't think that one's been taken before. We might use that.
Dude, we could call it Ride the Lightning.
Oh, man. Some Metallica references. I like it. Now, are there any goals that you have set for yourself to achieve while in Toy Called God?
Not to suck.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Are there any goals that you have set for yourself to achieve while in Toy Called God?
To wreck the neck of every living metalhead I can find. That is my goal. No. I want to see heads bopping, necks wrecked, moshing in front of me wherever I go for the rest of my life.
Oh, man. It's just like Quiet Riot always says, bang your head and wake up the dead.
That's right.
When you got, when, and I say when because I know it's coming, when you guys go on a full-length tour, are there any particular cities or states you guys want to hit?
Well, you know, we definitely want to hit, like, Pittsburgh, Detroit, Chicago, Seattle, Boston, New York, L.A., San Diego, all of them, man. We want to go everywhere.
Oh, man. Well, I think we're actually going to go into our second break now, and we are going to wrap up this interview. Let's start things off here in our segment two break with some Bet the Devil and Deceiver from Bet the Devil. And we will be right back right after this.
Bet the Devil! The devil.
Chains are forbidden to rise forever untouched. Deceive and tempt and serpent. What has our passion run? Forever made to suffer. With a song from the garden. Bittersweet, the taste of fruit. There's no hope for glory. Thou hast abandoned your creation to the whims of fancy. While angels and fallen demons fight for the souls of the weak and empty. Innocence lost forever. Tempted by the fruit of knowledge. Please do mercy, go unanswered. Please go unacknowledged. We'll be right back.
right, and welcome back to the last segment here on the Midnight Dungeon Podcast. And that was Only One Menace by Toy Called God. This one's going out to you, Sandy. And I am joined back by the band themselves.
What's going on, Tommy?
Yo, yo.
And, well, we're going to be wrapping up the show here. I've got two more questions for you guys, and then I'm going to be letting you guys go on your way to fucking crush, brutalize, and kick some more ass.
Sick.
Oh, man. Now, when it comes to writing, what inspiration do you get or inspire to put into your lyrics?
Like I was saying before, man, it's all stuff that we have in experienced in life, you know. So I write a lot about, you know, any kind of more negative experiences, because it kind of helps me to get over those negative experiences, whether it be, you know, addictions with things or fighting with people or whatever. But a lot of the songs that we have, Patrick already came to the table with, and you know, I'm sure he has his own answer for what he wrote and why he wrote it.
Well, it's just what Tyson said. Everything that we do, everything that we say, everything that we play is the moment we've lived. And the songs are definitely an expression of us dealing with those issues and moving forward.
Now, finally, is there anything you guys would like to tell the listeners here of 101.9 Fox FM before we end the show?
Keep listening.
Keep listening. Request Toy Called God. Toy Called God. Show 101.9 Fox FM the love. Show the Vault of Midnight love. Hit the Toy Called God fans fan page. Hit our page. And check out toycalledgod.com.
And don't forget to vote up for us in the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, man, well put, guys. Well, this is Torture's Tommy Doom for the Midnight Dungeon Podcast. Reminding all you listeners, go to www.vaultsofmidnight.podomag.com. Hit us up on the Twitter. Check out our fan page on Facebook, the Vaults of Midnight Podcast. And last words, go out there, everybody, and check out these two great bands, The Shame Game and MLC. Fucking great punk rockers from Toledo. Check them out on October 29th at the Omni with their second gig opening. Well, not their actual second gig, but it's the second time they will be opening up for the Misfits. So check those guys out. Make sure to check out Toy Called God. And stay tuned later on for TLS. This is Torture's Tommy Doom. Ending things here with Diablos 88. And In My Grip from Samhain. Later, everybody.
Sleeping, naked.